This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. On our talk and text line, does a great job covering the LSU Tigers for LSU on Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. And Zach, man, we got 2 weeks now to roll with all these transfer portal stuff. Gives us a lot to talk about. Right off the bat, this is a crazy deal. It's a lightning strike. A Matt Manning Passing Academy, Charlie Long and I were there, and we interviewing different guys, and who I roll up into is Sam Levitt. And so we're talking to him. At no time did I think Sam Levitt would come back and play another year of college football. I figured, you know, he's going to have a year at Arizona State, then come out for the draft and everything. We're talking to him, and he kind of brought up to me about, I asked him what he needed to improve upon. I knew he was a really good, what I would say, long, intermediate, and deeper passer. I thought he needed to work at his short and medium range game, and he agreed. He went on to talk about it, and it's just a crazy deal. He gets hurt early with the Liz Frank injury, tried to play through it, couldn't. Then he had the surgery. Now he seems to be the target quarterback for Lane Kiffin and LSU.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. And first things first, appreciate you having me on, as always. Always a good time talking some ball with you. And Sam Levitt is their top target. There's no doubt about it right now. After the Brendan Sorsby kind of saga over the last 48 hours and him ultimately landing at Texas Tech, LSU has really kind of put all their eggs in one basket here with Sam Levitt, a super talented quarterback out of Arizona State. And like you said, this is a guy who's continuing to evolve as a signal caller and one that has an extremely high ceiling. Now, there are some people that are sitting back and maybe a little bit concerned about that Liz Frank injury that you alluded to a second ago. But when healthy, Sam Levitt is one of the top quarterbacks in all of college football. Fast forward to now, and he's in the portal. And this is one that LSU is preparing to roll the red carpet out for. He got in town around 2 p.m. today. And from there, he'll be in Baton Rouge for about a day and a half. And I'll tell you what, Mike, they're going all in. This is one that they know that they cannot let get away. The Trinidad Chambliss buzz of him going back to Ole Miss if he gets that waiver is real. He came out with a statement of his own today. Brendan Sorsby lands at Texas Tech. Now Lane Kiffin needs to go and get his quarterback as the dominoes start to fall. Sam Levitt's the one that they want, and he's going to do just about anything he can to make sure that that happens.
Now, what about, I don't know, and this reminds me of kind of NFL free agency. I don't know, I'm a capitalist, so I'm not against it. Kawan Lacy. I mean, does he go to top dollar? I mean, It would stand to reason Lane Kiffin knows what he means to Ole Miss running the football. And to me, that's blasphemy. If LSU should always be able to run the ball and play defense. I'm telling you right now. So what's up with him? He got to be in the driver's seat of whoever's representing him going farther, whether it's forward, whether it's at Ole Miss or LSU.
Because they pay running backs differently in college football than they do in the NFL. You more coveted a top running back
in college?
And you get paid more in college.
Well, I'm just telling you, the NFL looks at it. Well, he's going to get paid then.
Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Bobby. Kawan Lacy is commanding big-time money here. This is one where he's going to get probably north of $1.5 million per year, deciding on where he wants to go. And obviously Ole Miss has him right now up there in Oxford, and they're going to continue to push to make sure that happens. But like you alluded to, Lane Kiffin wants him badly as well. From what I'm hearing, the buzz is that he'll probably remain at Ole Miss and stay with the Rebels. But like you said, this is like free agency now, man. These guys can change their decision on a whim. So it's sometimes challenging to get a true read. But from kind of what I'm hearing on my end, it seems like Ole Miss is looking to retain him. And like you said, he's going to command top dollar. Mike, you hit the nail on the head there. Running backs are extremely coveted in college football, and they're going to make sure to pay them what they deserve. Kawan Lacy's, of course, one of the top backs in all of college football, and he's going to get paid accordingly.
Well, the perfect example, Mike, who's the guy from UL Monroe goes to Mizzou?
Mizzou.
Look how his stock has risen.
Well, look what Quinshon Judkins did to leave Ole Miss to go to Ohio State.
Yeah, right.
So that sort of thing is happening. Zach, I got to watch Trey Brown, who was the latest commitment to LSU. I had to kind of dig up the background on him a little bit, and he's from Georgia, played at Hutchinson Junior College. And, man, I watched him play this year. I don't know if he's 6'2". I think he's a little shy of that. But he is rail thin, but I can do the numbers. He averaged 20 yards a catch at Old Dominion. And when he was in JUCO, I think it was right a little under 19 yards a catch. So that tells you that's a big play guy. The one thing I can tell him, he better hit the weights because he is rail thin. I think they list him at 190. Ain't no way. I mean, that second number's not certainly 9 with him. But he is another big play wide receiver who's got some size. And that, I think, is what Lane Kiffin is looking at for his wide receivers at LSU.
Yeah, you said it best. Mike, he's a dog. This is a guy who can make that big-time play. He's an explosive play-like receiver. Again, you hit the nail on the head, over 20 yards roughly per catch. And a guy that's going to need to hit the weight room, of course. But, Mike, he really reminds me of Ole Miss's former wide receiver Trey Harris, a weapon that Lane Kiffin utilized, obviously, to his full advantage over there in Oxford. He gives me flashes of him in a kind of certain different ways. And then you look at the other wide receiver that they brought in, Hawaii's Jackson Harris. So this is two big-time play wide receivers. Of course, today you go out and get Trey Brown, but they're going to continue to swing for the fences here in the wide receiver market. They need to get some more reinforcements. And the two guys that they've gotten so far, explosive play material kind of guys, both of them, like you said, are going to need to hit the weight room. But these are some explosive receivers that are really going to continue to give this offense some true big play threats.
Now, Zach, speaking of hitting the weight room, I don't know. I'm just an old school, maybe a college football fan and just football in general. Okay, I look what Texas Tech did on their D-line. I look at University of Miami. I look at even, you see flashes in the Ole Miss D-line.
Indiana
might be a little undersized, but how they play together. Are we going to have a kick-ass defensive line going forward? Because, again, like I said, LSU should always be able to run the ball, and the defense has to be awesome. I mean, and I think Lane will get that right because I think he's aware of that. So where are we at along the defensive line? Because we've had players in the 21st century, I've known it recently, with LSU winning national championships and had prolific defensive linemen to get it done and our NFL players. Okay, who's going to be, are we going after? Are we going to pay to be that disruptive on the D-line? But both of y'all, Mike, y'all comment on that because I want to know who those cats are.
Well, everybody says, count on the freshman. Come on.
No, you can't.
Maybe you get some playing time out of a couple
in the rotation.
But I think that is an area they're going to have to address.
A proven player.
A couple of them along the defensive line, especially on the edges. Zach?
Absolutely. And like what y'all said, of course, about not being able to, quote unquote, rely on freshmen just yet. Of course, you went out and got Lamar Brown, the number one athlete in America from Baton Rouge. You got Richard Anderson, the number one defensive lineman right there down the road at Edna Carr. And then Deuce Gerald's a top five defensive lineman over there out in Georgia. So you got three of the top defensive linemen in America, but they need time to develop. So in the meantime, you have to get some proven bodies that have showcased their talents at the collegiate level. And that's exactly what this coaching staff's going out to do. They'll be hosting a couple of them over the next couple of days. And again, they're willing to open up their checkbook and go out and get some big-time defensive linemen. When you look at the guys that are getting paid in college the most, it starts with quarterbacks, but at that next spot, it's a lot of defensive linemen and edge rushers right there, like Mike just said. So you're going to go out there and open up the checkbook in order to get these guys. Another one that I'm excited about, though, is from a retention perspective. Former five-star defensive lineman, a Lafayette native, Dominic McKinley. This is one that Mike's seen a couple of times and one that hasn't necessarily flashed and showcased his true potential. But you give him this offseason to stay healthy and get a full couple of months under his belt, this is a guy that they expect to take that next step. So you're going to go out there and bring in some freshmen, some newcomers through the portal. But you got to rely on some pieces that you have already. And Dominic McKinley is one that they're hoping takes that next step too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Zach, one of the things, and you heard the drumbeat about, you know, Ole Miss maybe going to the NCAA and saying, hey, tampering with players. I think this is the kind of prelogue to what I think will happen. They will have a host of Ole Miss players leave to come to LSU, just like I think they'll have LSU players go to Ole Miss because of the connections. But I think Ole Miss kind of understands, because of connections with assistant coaches and also with the head coach, that you're going to see Kiffin go after people he knows. And the one thing I give Kiffin great credit for, tremendous offensive mind, but he's a good talent evaluator. He understands the type player he wants to bring in his system. Well, why wouldn't you go out and get guys that have already been in that system? I got a feeling that it'll be more than a couple of three that leave Ole Miss to come to LSU.
No doubt. You're right on the money there, Mike. This is where he's going to kind of wait until, of course, they enter the portal and see who he can get. One that I'm keeping tabs on, we've been talking about wide receivers. I'm going to talk about another one, is Winnie Watkins, a true freshman over there in Oxford, a really talented wide receiver that has a really nice connection with Lane Kiffin. I'm keeping tabs on him to see what happens once that season ends. But to what you were saying about this, you know, tampering buzz and what everybody's putting on social media, it's so hard to even prove that, considering, you know, these coaches are going from Baton Rouge to Oxford, Oxford to Baton Rouge, into these different meetings. It's such a complicated situation that we have right there. But nonetheless, once the season ends for Ole Miss, whenever that may be, you'll see a bunch of players ultimately enter the portal. And that's where Lane Kiffin is going to start to work some magic on that front. One that I'm watching is certainly going to be Winnie Watkins, a really talented wide receiver deep threat.
Now, Zach, you're a youngster. I want your opinion on this. You know, I talk to T-Bob about stuff like this, and I go, man, them SEC days of domination, I think it's over. Let me tell you what, not that they won't be in the hunt, but let me explain. Because I look at the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, and I was talking about this earlier. Look, if Ole Miss can't run the table, it'll be the third year in a row the SEC has gone without a national title. You look at the Big Ten where they're at. They won the last two in the league. They have a great chance to make it three of three. You look at Indiana and Oregon still in the hunt. And the last time the SEC went this long without a national championship, how old you were in 2002? I mean,
man, Zach, barely cracking 4 years old, man.
Okay. Okay. So look, barely cracking four. So the last time the SEC went that long without a national championship, 2002, when it was Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, and Ohio State, completed a 4-year run of non-SEC champs. Since then, to show you the domination of the SEC in the 21st century, since then, the SEC teams has played for a national title at least once every 2 or 3 years. And in that span, the SEC had won 14 out of 22 championships. I think those days are over. And I'm not being an SEC hater because I live down here. Come on, I'm from Bayou Lafourche. But I'm just telling you, with this name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal, we got to hope that, because the way it's spread out, win a championship once every 5 years or something. I'll tell you, it's wide open.
No doubt, and I think you look at exactly what Texas Tech is doing, and they got that oil money out there. We all know that. I mean, they're willing to shell out the big bucks in order to pay to play, and that's the new era that we're in right now. If you don't have the NIL funding and the NIL backing, you're going to be left behind, and that's why right now you're seeing the Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, et cetera. There's a ton of parity in college football right now, so you're in a pretty good spot on that front. Of course, we're all from down south. We want to see the SEC dominate. I'm a New Orleans native myself, so I want to see them, you know, kick butt. But nonetheless, man, we're sitting here and there's parity in college football. You have to pay to play. And we're seeing the likes of Oregon, Texas Tech, Indiana nowadays doing the same under Kurt Cignetti. It's a different ballgame, a new era that we're in. And the SEC is, of course, going to have to continue to step up in order to stay with these teams. It's going to be a really fun next couple of years as things start to kind of unfold on the NIL front.
Yeah, Zach, the other thing, too, is don't count Ole Miss out for next year. Because if they can get Chambliss back,
yes,
I think that they right back in the hunt again for this. Because they're not going to lose a lot of guys early to the NFL. You might lose them in the portal, but you're not going to lose a lot of guys early to the NFL via the draft. Don't count Ole Miss out of this for 2026, especially if Trinidad Chambliss walks back on that field for them.
Oh, no doubt. And that's why I kind of love the hiring of Pete Golding. It keeps the locker room together. It keeps the culture alive. I'm not usually going to sit back and talk about splash hires and this or that because there were a bunch of people who weren't necessarily in agreement with them elevating Pete Golding. But myself, man, I think that was a big-time move for the program, one that's already paying off. They're keeping the culture alive out there. And like you said, they want to play for him. So you might not see that many people ultimately hit the portal. These massive number of players or go to the draft. I think, like you said, Ole Miss is here to stay for a while, at least in 2026. If Chambliss gets that waiver, they're going to be a fun team to watch next fall for sure.
That dude can recruit is all I can tell you.
Yeah,
man, he can recruit.
Now, Zach, when you talk about here to stay, okay, to me, there's no reason because they have the resources. Texas and Texas A&M and LSU, I think, is in that number. They have to be relevant. I don't know about winning a national championship, but, you know, they got to hold the administration, the coaches' feet to the fire. Come on, we can't be in the top 12. And if they expand it to 16, we got to be in the hunt every year. Because then you have the likes what occurred this year. Whoever thought you, like we're talking about, like you said, Texas Tech, Indiana Hoosiers, and Vanderbilt. I mean, can Vanderbilt sustain that? Because their quarterback, you know, we talk about Chambliss at Ole Miss. Probably what was the difference. at Vanderbilt. Does Vanderbilt have the resources maybe to sustain? That coach did an outstanding job, but that quarterback was the difference maker.
Okay, they got one of the top two quarterbacks high school-wise in the country to flip from Georgia to Vanderbilt. I didn't think I'd live long enough for that.
And now the world has turned upside down. To not go to Georgia, go to Vanderbilt. I just showed you how it's so the Wild Wild West or whatever how you describe it.
Last one for you, Zach. Give us a little bit of insight on Racine Guillory. I saw him in high school, kind of a short, squatty back, got some speed. He ran track in high school. He's explosive, had a redshirt year for Utah. From what you've seen or know about him, a little bit of a scouting kind of profile on Racine Guillory.
I'll tell you what, Mike, you always got the goods, man. You've always seen a lot of these guys play. I got to give you some credit on that one. And for me, from what I've seen of Ray Guillory, he's a really talented ball player. Like you said, hovering around 5'9", 200 pounds, a short, stocky guy. Doesn't necessarily give me all these flashes of Josh Williams from LSU, but the build is extremely similar. So a guy that had a ton of offers at a high school, Texas, Georgia, Texas Tech, et cetera. He had a lot of these powerhouse programs after him. And ultimately, he reclassified. And so it impacted his recruitment in a certain way and ultimately his ranking, too. So Ray Guillory is a really talented ball player, 4 years of eligibility, one that gives LSU a depth piece behind Harlan Berry. They're going to, of course, try to add one more running back as well. But Guillory is a really talented ball player that Lane Kiffin and running backs coach Kevin Smith recruited aggressively out of high school, kept that relationship alive. And nowadays, it's not bad to finish second in recruitment with the transfer portal buzzing. And now that relationship from high school paved the way for LSU to get him in the portal. Now he makes his way to Baton Rouge as a really solid rotational piece for the purple and gold.
Now, wonder if they turn toward Chris Johnson Jr. Because there's another relationship with him and Kevin Smith trying to recruit Johnson, who's been, I think, already a double transfer guy, but he got a lot of speed, too. Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, I know we'll be talking quite a bit over the next couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, fellas. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
All right, Zach.
Zach Nagy does a great job covering LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.